When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
Early December, and the Lions are the third team, first in the NFC, but third overall to clinch a playoff spot by holding off the Packers, surviving the Packers, keeping the ball away from the Packers as much as possible. Not sure if you noticed, but they had 31 more snaps with the football than did the Green Bay Packers on Thursday night. And they dominated time of possession with an extra 12 minutes. So the Lions did what they had to do with their offense using their entire toolbox, as I referenced before we hit the break at the top of the hour. They needed to pull out all the stops and use everyone on the offensive side to keep that ball away from Green Bay in the end and to hold off Green Bay. And a couple of those aggressive decisions, those aggressive choices, did come back to bite Dan Campbell and the Lions. Ultimately, though, they go 4 of 5 on fourth down. They're able to extend drives. As we talked about with our guest who joined us from Detroit, you look at the length of the drives, time of possession, you can see why it piles up for the Lions. 5 minutes and 19 seconds. 5 minutes and 24 seconds. 6 minutes and 13 seconds. 5 minutes and 41 seconds. Those are all the touchdown drives. And then 3.5 minutes, final 3.5 minutes of the game in which they were able to set up the Jake Bates field goal with yet another fourth down conversion. And Jared Goff, he was spreading the ball around using Jameson Williams, Sam Laporta, Tim Patrick with 2 touchdowns, Amon-Ra, David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs. Each of these targets caught at least 5 passes. Per the usual, Jared, very accurate, 32 of 41, though not all of these deep balls. We saw a few deep balls, but not all of them. Just the 1 sack, the offensive line did its job, over 100 yards rushing. The ball control was really the key. Control the ball, you control the game. And ultimately, Detroit had control in those late stages with the game tied and the outcome hanging in the balance. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find me online at A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. We are looking for your votes for the After Hours game of the week. Also, Beth wants you to know, producer Pete, that years ago she worked on a farm and pigs are very clean animals. I think I finally convinced Pete, but he's still thinking the perception about pigs is the opposite. There is still a poll up, by the way. So yes, the Lions are playoff bound, a franchise record 11th win in a row, and it comes on the 3-year anniversary of Dan Campbell's first win in Detroit. 855-212-4227. We'll get to some of the other games coming up. Plus, it's conference championship weekend in college football, and I think earlier in the week, I misspoke and I said the rankings, the final college football playoff rankings are revealed on Tuesday. Actually, they're revealed Sunday. I forgot. The very last set of rankings that determine the playoff matchups, those come out on Sunday before the NFL schedule kicks off, because college football knows not to butt heads with the NFL. Dustin's in Charlotte. Dustin, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I love this show, man. I used to work later than I do now, so I haven't heard you in a while, but this is nice.
Awesome. Well, we always have a podcast, so feel free to listen on your own time.
But I'll tell you, I saw the writing on the wall years ago. I would follow Dan Campbell into war.
Yeah.
And one thing I'll say, this man never changed his ways, and I love it.
Yeah, he definitely is not susceptible.
For it,
he's definitely not susceptible to criticism. He doesn't care.
But this is if they were to go and take it all, and I'd love to see it be Detroit and Buffalo, but if they were to go and take it all this year, Jared Goff gets sent there to die, and L.A. runs off into the sunset, Dan Campbell out of nowhere taking kneecaps out, they're going to make a movie about this, and it's going to be amazing.
Absolutely. One of those inspirational type movies. And this one really would be a terrific script. Their first Super Bowl, a coach who started out, as Pete told us last hour, going 3-13. And they are talking about biting kneecaps and it appears to fall flat. Jared Goff, who gets blindsided by a trade, not even told ahead of time that he's sent to Detroit, where Matthew Stafford takes his place in L.A. and right away promptly wins a Super Bowl. I mean, I agree with you. This is some kind of a story.
The first 30 minutes of the movie, you would see them lose by 3 to 7 points for 2 years. And then all of a sudden, they're like, wait a second, we can win.
Well, and how about that twist where they're about to get to their first Super Bowl and they have a 17-point lead over the Niners in the NFC Championship. People who don't know the story are thinking, this is it. This is it. Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Only to collapse.
And then, like, all right, before the movie gets to its ending, you have Jared Goff, who throws a perfect game, 18 of 18.
Right.
And then 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, he throws 5 interceptions. First team since 1970 to be down double digits and throw 5 interceptions and win the game.
It kind of defies logic.
And in 1970, they probably only threw the ball 7 times.
That might be true. I like it. I think you're on to something. You should start writing the script.
I love Detroit. My team's been embarrassing for a while, but I finally see a future. But the Panthers will save for another day.
Okay.
I love Bryce Young right now, though.
I do, too. I think he's benefiting. Go Detroit. I think a lot of people would echo that, Dustin. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You, too. Have a good weekend. 855-212-4227. Daryl.
On the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
In Detroit. Hey, Daryl, hang on 1 second. I just saw this sign that was on social. I hadn't seen it on the broadcast. This is a pair of Lions fans, who are next to a Packers fan holding it up in the stadium last night. Free 2-day shipping on Packer kneecaps. Nice. That's creative. Daryl, what do you think about going forward on that fourth down?
Oh, yeah. And, Amy, it's a pleasure speaking with you. I love the energy you bring at night, especially us working midnights. We definitely appreciate it for sure.
Thank you.
But, you know, the crazy thing is, I know that logically it doesn't make sense for him to go for it in that position. But I don't know. I've been a Lions fan all my life watching this whole thing unfold. I expected it. I knew it was coming. And to be honest with you, I would have been disappointed if he hadn't gone for it. And I know that's really weird. and that's not the approach you probably should take. But that's just what Dan has done. And I think a lot of Lions fans, you know, they just know him and watching this, you know, this thing come together like that. You could just kind of come to expect it. And I think the players feed off of it too. You know, I think that's part of the reason why, you know, they play as hard as they do for him. And of course, you know, sometimes it does bite you, you know, for sure. I didn't like the one that he did, they came up with when they were on their own 30-yard line for sure. But that last one there, I fully expected. I know even the announcers, they were thinking, oh, okay, they're going to try to draw him off sides. I'm like, no, they're going for it.
I do appreciate that there's this ride or die mentality when it comes to Dan. You ride with your coach, even if it means the decision doesn't work out. At the same time, because he's the leader, because the buck stops with him, he does need to be thoughtful about it. I don't think it can be a blank check where every fourth down you go for it, because sometimes there's no need for it. It's just not worth it, or the risk is not worth it. And that's kind of how I feel about the last one.
Yeah, and I totally get it. And just another wrinkle, not to say that it wouldn't have happened. I know the defense were banged up, but we've seen a lot of craziness happen in Detroit too. And it's not out the possibility that they go ahead, they kick that field goal, and you kick it off to Jordan Love and craziness happens, you know. So yep. I think that part, that played a part in it as well. I don't think necessarily for the coaching staff, but for us as fans, I know longtime Lion fans, you know, we got plenty of stories and, you know, the Hail Mary on a Thursday night, you know, and Aaron Rodgers got it. So, like I said, a lot of that, you know, you can't, if you were the last one with the ball and there's no chance for them to get it back, you pretty much kill all of that. And like I said, it's definitely defies logic, and it doesn't make sense, but it makes sense for this team. It makes sense for Dan Campbell. So, like I said, as a fan, I would have honestly would have been upset had they not gone for it. And like I said, I know that's very weird to say. I know that's not right, but that's just the mentality.
Well, if that's what you've come to expect from your team, I do believe that the more they go for it and get it, the more confident they become in those situations. So there's no deer in the headlights. There's no uh-oh. There's no second guessing or hesitating. Nah, they truly do believe that they're going to get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And like you said, they've been so successful. Mm-hmm. You know, they do it often. I think, and I honestly have debates with some of my friends. It's a lot, like I said, it's a lot of even Lions fans that does not agree with that and is not crazy about it, even though it worked. But I think Dan is a little ahead of his time with it. I think that's going to become a little bit more of the norm in the NFL, maybe not to the extreme that he does it. But when you look at a lot of even like going back to the game, I think it was Arizona against the Vikings. Everybody was upset that instead of them just going for the win, going for two, and then they kicked the ball off, and then they let Minnesota come down, drive, and win the game. I think when you see stuff like that happening, you see a coach like Dan Campbell being as hyper-aggressive as he is, there's going to be times where it don't work, but when it does work, it just really just, I don't know, it just takes the team to the next level. It's just, like I said, I think that little bit, I really feel like that's what makes this team special. That's what makes it, you know, exciting. Why, like your last caller was talking about stuff of movies. I think that's the type of stuff that will, you know, make a great movie. Anybody could just kick the, you know, take the, you know, okay, it's 4th and inches. Let's kick that field goal and, you know, let's rely on our defense. No, we're going to make it even, you know, more dramatic. We're going to go for it. Our quarterback is going to trip and fall. We're going to barely get the ball to the running back and let him, you know, that's just that dramatic stuff. That's just what makes things just more exciting. And that's the roller coaster ride that we've been on here in Detroit. And I just love Dan for it, for real. Cause the Lions, boy, we had some stinkers over the years, and it's great to finally have a winner around here.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. Thanks so much for your phone call, Daryl. I'm so glad that you're fired up about them.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Cool. And keep up the great work. I enjoy your show.
I will do that. Have a great weekend. Merry Christmas to you. So a couple of notes that I found that I want to pass along about the fourth down conversions. The Lions had 4 of them against Green Bay. So we've mentioned that. They went 4 of 5. The only one they didn't get, the Packers turned around and had a touchdown. This is the most in a game this season for the Lions. So 4 is the most that they've converted in a game this year. And how about this? It's tied for their most in a game in the past 40 years. So this is Dan Campbell rewriting Lions history. He's completely overhauled the culture. Here's another one. They're just the second team in nearly 50 years to go for it on fourth down inside the other team's 25-yard line. So it's not red zone, but it's damn near close to red zone. So there they are in the final minute with the score tied. Only one other team in the last almost 50 years have gone for it on fourth down. And in case you're wondering, the Cincinnati Bengals, week 17, 2021 against the Chiefs, they picked up the first down on a defensive penalty and then ended up winning the game-winning field goal. So they went for it, but the Chiefs helped them by committing a penalty. It's bold, I'll say that. It is bold and it is brash and it is Dan Campbell. Let's talk to Gary, who's in Green Bay. Gary, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. Great show. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
And I'm a huge Packer fan, by the way, so it's been a rough night. But the main reason I was calling is when I was a kid, I grew up on a pig farm. And pigs will do their business on one side of the pen and then sleep on the other side where it's clean.
See,
they're not only smart, but they're clean animals. And the reason they roll around in the mud when they're out in the sun is because they don't have sweat glands. So they do that to cool themselves off. So that's just one example of pigs being smart and clean. Because
pigs are smart and clean.
They know what they're doing, yeah.
I love that. That's proof that they would be really good pets, which is why there are a lot of people with pot-bellied pigs as pets. Yeah. And actually, in the heartland of the United States, I lived in Oklahoma for 4 years, and I knew some families who actually had sizable pigs, like full-grown pigs as pets.
Yeah, they're very clean. They like I said, they do their business in one area, and they sleep in another area where it's clean, and they only roll around in the mud because they can't sweat. So that's how they cool themselves off and stay alive.
That's
how smart they are. Mm-hmm. And
babies are cute.
And pigs' organs can be used as transplants for humans for surgeries because pigs' organs are the closest to a human's of any animal.
Now that blows me away. Someone else said that to me in the last 24 hours, and I had a bit of a what response
to
that.
They actually have used pigs' organs for transplant surgeries for humans.
Interesting.
So pigs are the bomb, yeah.
Pigs are the bomb. And also bacon is tasty. To be fair. Oh,
I love brats. I ain't gonna lie.
That's true.
Being
brats as well. Me too.
Wisconsin, that's what we do.
My dad's whole side of the family is from Wisconsin. Yes, brats and kielbasa. They are the best.
you got that right. And one note on the Packers. If the Packers and Lions played 10 times, they would probably go 5-5. They are that close. And once we get some of our injured players back, I know Detroit's got injuries as well, as does any other team in the NFL. But we are missing so many key players. If they played 10 times, they'd probably split. So as a Packer fan, I'm not giving up on my Pack.
No, don't do that. Yeah, they're going to be good. These are battle tests for them to prepare them for what's to come. They need them. All right, Gary, have a great weekend. Thanks so much for your phone call.
You too. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you. Todd is in Tampa. One more. Welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Amy, let's get down to business. By the way, did you get your certificate of completion on your addition?
We do have the stickers. That's what we got. We're the stickers, though, that we still have a few things we have to fix.
Okay, make sure you get that from the city. Don't trust the contractor. Certificate of completion, and then everything is finaled out, and then you're good to go in the computer. So when you ever do sell the house 10 years from now, it's all good. Anyway, congratulations on that.
Thank
you. Now let's get down to the business at hand. By the way, my Miami Hurricanes are looking out, and I'm hoping by a miracle, because they have Cam Ward, Heisman Trophy winner, and after these championship games, they find a way to get in. But, you know, it's going to be tough. And let me say this. The Detroit Lions have one loss to my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Thank you very much. Okay. And so huge win last week. We find a way to make it a nail biter and go from there. So, but we got to, you know, we're neck and neck with the Falcons. I'm just, you know, I don't know if you have a team and the Detroit Lions live on the fourth down, this and that. My Buccaneers, please, Todd Bowles, unleash the linebacker Levante David against these quarterbacks, and we wouldn't be losing these. We would dominate. Okay, I'm just telling you right now, our team. Okay, if we throw the ball in the red zone, in the end zone, to Mike Evans, and we unleash Levante David, we could. I have us winning the Super Bowl before the season against Kansas City. And everyone said I was smoking something. That's what they said when we had Tom Brady, and I said before the season we were going to win the Super Bowl, and we smoked the Kansas City 31-9. So I just want to say a shout out to my Buccaneers. Okay, huge big game this week. We're the only team to beat the Detroit Lions, which shows that we can beat anybody, and we lost by not going for a 2-point conversion against Kansas City on their own with 25 seconds left. So please, Todd Bowles, You're on the hot seat. All you have to do is unleash Lavonte David, and the quarterback has no chance. Let's go defensive line. I want to shout out because I'm expecting us to win the South for the fourth straight year, and it'll be us in Detroit in the NFC Championship game, and we're going to win that. God bless you, Amy. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Todd.
May all your dreams come true.
I appreciate that. Merry Christmas to you, too. You know what I remember about that Bucks-Lions game, which was week two in the NFL? The Lions were 1-for-7 in the red zone. 1-for-7. There is no possible way today's Lions go 1-for-7 in the red zone. They have come so far since then. And I do remember, too, that with the Buccaneers, they had a couple of interceptions, right? But the big deal was the stop over and over and over again in the red zone. And the fact that in that particular game, even with their aggressiveness on fourth down, they just could not punch the ball into the end zone except one time. So yeah, that was a game that I can't imagine happening today. I'm not saying it isn't possible. Teams have poor games, but the Lions can beat you a variety of ways. It just happens to be the stat that I remember. They sucked in the red zone. 855-212-4227. That's our phone number to reach us toll-free, 855-212-4227. You can vote for the After Hours Game of the Week. That poll is live at Amy After Hours or on my Twix and then also on our Facebook page. Now, we are going to get to some of the other games on the NFL slate, including our candidates for Game of the Week. Why didn't you hear the advice that Jim Harbaugh gives his team when they hear any of their positive press? But we'll work in a few more calls before we hit the bottom of the hour, since I do appreciate that you want to talk about football. Heading into a Football Friday, and there are only a few of them left this year.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We've had full phone lines for a good portion of the show. I know sometimes you all just want to talk about football, which is awesome. Good morning to you. It is a Friday. Happy Friday, December 6th. Oh, my gosh. I've not decorated one thing in my house. My husband and I talked about it last weekend. And then coming out of Thanksgiving and having company for a week, we just had a lot of other stuff to get to. We have started working on not just our anniversary plans, but also...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Oh, Christmas gifts and our Christmas plans, and now he's traveling coming up on Saturday. So it's a crazy month of December, but it's way better when the crazy is shared with someone. So my motto in life, find people who are your kind of crazy. And I finally did get married to someone who's my kind of crazy, though he would tell you I'm far crazier than he is. Yeah, whatever. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Let's talk to Matthew. He's in Chicago. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Hey, Amy. Good morning. How's it going?
It's good. Thank you.
Hey, real quick, sweetheart, I just wanted to mention something to you before the nice long weekend. Inadvertently, in 2022, Les Grobstein, who used to be the overnight local broadcaster in Chicago, passed away.
He did.
And inadvertently, you were the next they put on the radio. So I had a tendency beforehand, and I still do tend to listen to overnight sports radio. And I just think that you should know this, and we appreciate you out here in Chicago, because a lot of people liked Les, and that was kind of like our overnight thing where we could just, you know, and I think you as a female as well just deserve a little credit too, because in the sports world, I think it's a breath of fresh air, and I just want you to know that for the weekend, and that's about it.
Well, I will tell you this about Les. I met him multiple times because I hosted my show a few different times from Chicago and AM 670 The Score, where the program director is Mitch Rosen. He's terrific. He's always been a great ally. So I did meet Les a few times. I know that he was beloved there in Chicago for all the years that he worked. And he was like me, where he was content to do the overnight shift for a long time. He developed relationships with listeners. There was a connection there. It wasn't just about talking sports. People relied on him because he was consistent and he was companionable and he knew what he was talking about, and he was Chicago. So I know that there was a major void when he passed away, and obviously hated to hear that. And I, if I remember correctly, Mitch Rosen put another local host in the time slot, and then for whatever reason, I think he got a different gig. They came back to me and to the show. So it's a privilege to be on the air in Chicago, and so I appreciate the compliments, and I'm glad you found us.
Anytime. Have a great one.
Thank you. Have a good weekend. Let's talk to Jason in Ohio. Welcome to After Hours.
Good morning, Amy. Just want to tell you real quick, I have an hour drive into work every day. You make it more comfortable and enjoyable. I found you a long time ago. Been with you. Well, first time, long time. My hour drive's turned into a two-hour drive. I'm in the snow belt. We got about 58 inches of snow.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, where are you? Are you up in the northwest corner?
I am. Yep. We're Ashtabula, right at the lake. So we got
Lake
scene, yes. But we pay for it this time of year. So the lake effect is hitting us hard.
I got to tell you something funny. When I was at Syracuse, so I got my master's at Cuse, and then I went to Rochester to do my first commercial job. My grandmother lived in the Youngstown area of Ohio. And so I... Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Okay. So, yeah. So my mom grew up there. My mom's whole side of the family is there. So I would leave Syracuse sometimes after a class, or Rochester after work, and I would drive through Buffalo, Erie, and then down 79. Now, I know it's the other side of the state, but that same thing, the lake effect snow that I would encounter going down 79 to get down to Interstate 80 and then go west into Ohio is crazy. So similar stuff where you'd drive right into whiteout snow and couldn't see a damn thing on the highway in front of you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I dealt with last day. We probably 30-minute drive the other side, whiteout. 30 minutes up the road,
gosh.
Nothing. So yeah. we bipolar weather in this area.
Yes.
But I just want to share two quick stories. So
okay.
I do work in the Youngstown area for the last 20 years. And when I first started, I worked for the Gaffaro Company, which is part owners of the DeBarlos. I'm a big Broncos fan. And one day my office had a huge Bronco banner. Next day it came in, they put a 49ers banner up because of the DeBarlo family.
Yep.
So that was funny. But I know we have kindred spirits because we're both Broncos fans. But I want to kind of dig inside to you. You know, I think our team's finally there. I was not a big believer in Bo Nix, but I am now. I think we should be 9-4 if we didn't miss that block field goal versus the Chiefs. But quick story about how I became a Broncos, because everybody says, well, you're in Ohio, you should be a Browns fan. But my father is an avid Browns fan. When I was a kid, I was about 8, 9 years old, we actually went to the drive. And I didn't understand at the time what that meant to Cleveland, because I came in wearing a Bernie Kosar jersey. I walked out there with the Broncos hat because of Rod Smith. My last name's Smith, and I just fell in love with the three amigos. I fell in love with John Elway.
Yep.
I fell in love with the history of the team, and I've been with them. It's been a bad couple of 8 years now, but I finally think we turned a curse. I just want to see, what do you think? Are we for real? Are we contenders, or are we unbelievers here?
Well, I believe, because I think that the changes under Sean Payton are the type that stick. They're not quick fix. And if he was looking for a quick fix, then maybe they don't bite the bullet on Russell Wilson and start fresh. I like the fact that you can see the progress with Bo Nix from week to week. Of course, being a mobile quarterback is terrific. I think he's getting smarter, too. Just, it feels like he's figuring it out. Reps are what he needs. Now, when you say contender, are they a Super Bowl contender? No, they're not there yet. Their offense just doesn't have enough teeth to it to keep up with some of the other higher scoring teams or even some of the tough defenses in the AFC. But I do think that any type of playoff experience for this young team, I mean, think about it. There's hardly anybody left forget the Super Bowl team, but even just the era coming out of that with the different coaching changes and stuff. I mean, pretty much all of their high profile pieces have been traded away or left. I was so disappointed about Justin Simmons. I hated that. Gosh, I hated the Von Miller move, though in retrospect, that was a smart one for the Broncos. But they've essentially turned their entire roster over, and then coaches as well, too. So they are in a rebuild mode, but they're making steps, they're making progress, and to get to 8 wins and potentially be a playoff team, I think it's like playing with house money. Whatever you can get out of this year, terrific. Next year is when it gets a little more serious.
I think we're missing on one piece. I was disappointed about Simmons. I have his jersey, and then I also think that we should have given Jerry Jeudy another chance. I think that he was young, and I think not losing a receiver, because every team that's smart defense wise, they know they're going to double cover Cortland Sutton. He's the best receiver we got. Without another weapon, that's where we're struggling. So I love the insight. You do a wonderful job. I love hearing the personal stories about the dog. We actually adopted a dog and saved him from your story. So we had a black lab for 14 years. We had to put her down, and I said no more. But then I hear your stories, and you inspired me to go save a dog from a shelter. So I want to let you know that, too.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, my gosh, that absolutely makes my weekend, Jason. Thanks so much for the phone call,
and
please be safe.
You. Love and good work.
All right, thank you. Oh, my gosh, I feel like Jason and I are, like, related somehow from our peeps in Youngstown, the Youngstown area. So hello, Northeast Ohio. At A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. I got to go record a CBS. Oh, it's not CBS anymore. I do that every time I talk about the minute. It's just a plain old sports minute. That's all it is. But hi, CBS. Plain old sports minute. And then if we have a couple more calls, we'll get to those. But why don't we jump into a couple of the big games this weekend, too, like Rams-Bills. What is the after-hours game of the week? Because it can't be Packers and Lions anymore. Our poll is up. And wait until you hear what Jim Harbaugh has to say about believing that you're going somewhere and doing something. He is... one of a kind. He's a unique cat. It's After Hours. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Marco Belletti.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
All right, Amy, the Lions are officially playoff bound. Pushed their win streak to 11 straight as they outlast the Packers 34-31. Jake Bates, a 35-yard field goal, as time expired as Detroit converted 4 of 5 fourth downs, including setting up the game winner. They went for it on 4th and 1 in a tie game on the Packers 21 with 43 seconds remaining.
Just felt like we needed to end it on offense, you know, and I did not want to give that ball back, and I believed we could get that. I believed we could convert, you know, and I trusted that old line. I trusted David, and they came through for us. It's a hell of a call by Ben.
That's head coach Dan Campbell as Jared Goff, 283 yards passing, 3 scores. Josh Jacobs, 3 rushing touchdowns for Green Bay. But it's Detroit now 12-1. Packers fell to 9-4. Bill Belichick has spent the year making the media rounds, but that doesn't mean the 72-year-old is done with coaching. Belichick reportedly meeting with North Carolina about their vacant head coaching spot. 6-time Super Bowl winning coach has never coached in college, but his father Steve, a longtime assistant at Navy. Eric Bieniemy fired as the UCLA offensive coordinator after just one season. Bruins finishing 5-7 and were not bowl eligible. NBA, the Cavs just overpowering the Nuggets.
Cavs by 15. Mitchell, 3. Got it! Donovan Mitchell! It's Donovan time! Donovan! Timeout. Nuggets. Cavaliers by 18. Mitchell's three ball gives them 25.
Donovan Mitchell finished with 28 as the Cavs erased the Nuggets 126-114. Call courtesy of the Cavs Radio Network. Rest of your scores, Mavericks dominate the Wizards 137-101. Luka Doncic 21 as part of a triple-double. Knicks pound the Hornets 125-101. Warriors bounce the Rockets 99-93. Grizzlies top the Kings 115-110. Pelicans upend the Suns 126-124. Brandon Ingram with 29. Bulls too much for the Spurs 139-124. And the Thunder dispose of the Raptors 129-92. College hoops, one game top 25 as Penn State surprised number 8 Purdue 81-70. And baseball, Luis Severino reportedly to the A's on a 3-year deal, $67 million, largest contract ever given out by the A's. I'm Marco Belletti.
Hey, like us on Facebook. Our handle is INF Sportsnet. That's INF Sportsnet for our Facebook page. This is the Infinity Sports Network.
People, you know, are giving you accolades and compliments and telling you you've arrived, that kick them in the shins. You kick them right in the shins. That's what you do. And that those accolades could come from, you know, could come from people you don't know, could come from the media, could come from your teammates, could come from friends, could come from your own family. They're trying to make you soft. Kick them in the shins.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's what you do when someone gives you a compliment. When someone tells you that you've arrived. Not that you're on your way, but you've gotten to where you're going. You kick them in the shins. And you run. Run like hell. Get out of Dodge. Kick them in the shins. Don't believe them, because then you'll get soft. I do appreciate a good Jim Harbaugh press conference. He has joined the ranks of Dan Campbell and Mike Tomlin, and I would also say Mike McDaniel, though sometimes he wears me out because I'm not saying he does, but it appears as though he has ADHD because he weaves all over the place and gets distracted by bright, shiny objects. It's very millennial of him. Sometimes that wears me out, but I'll put him in the quirky category, but Jim Harbaugh definitely belongs in that category of you don't want to miss the press conferences. And he delivers all these lines with a straight face. He really doesn't ever change expression. So we started the week and wrapped up week 13 in the NFL with Jameis Winston telling us that he was going to pray for God to deliver him from pick sixes.
Hey, I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
And then we have Jim Harbaugh talking about how you kick him in the shins.
Kick him in the shins.
Tell him you're any good. Just kick him and run. I mean, you better run after you kick someone in the shins.
They're trying to make you soft. Kick him in the shins.
Do you think he stands in front of his team in the locker room and says that same thing? Hey, Justin Herbert, if someone tries to tell you that you're any good and you've arrived, kick him in the shins.
Kick him in the shins.
That would go viral on TikTok. No doubt. 855-212-4227. Oz is listening in Washington, D.C. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. Thank you.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Cool.
I wanted to tell you how much I adore you and really appreciate all you do, and you're wonderful.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you so much.
My call is about my dreaded, my team, I love. Not, at least I say I love. I'm in love with the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh.
So I'm wondering, do you think that we have a chance?
Yes. Oh, a chance to do what? Sorry, I guess I'll let you finish.
No. You're right. Do we have a chance to get to the playoffs?
Yes. There is a chance. Now, it's a slim chance because the NFC North is top heavy and likely has three playoff teams. And then in the NFC East, your own division, there are obviously two teams ahead of you, two teams that I don't believe the Cowboys will catch. Now, that's just me kind of looking at what's ahead. I'm not telling you that I have a crystal ball.
You don't think we can catch the Commodores?
See, I call them the Commandos. You call them the Commodores. I like that. I think it would be tough to do. I know that the Commanders had a three-game losing skid, and if you look ahead on their schedule, they're at New Orleans. They've got a game home against the Eagles, which is a doozy. They play the Falcons and then, of course, finish up in Dallas. Unless they would lose all four of those and the Cowboys would put together some kind of run, it seems unlikely. Again, not completely impossible, just unlikely. What I think about the Cowboys is they can finish really strong and it can change how the season looks and feels. The issue, though, like I said, is that you've got a really good NFC North that's likely going to produce three playoff teams, which means there's just one other playoff wild card remaining. And yeah, who knows what happens with the Buccaneers, the Cardinals, the Rams, those teams. But right now, Cowboys are even trailing those team in the standings, or those teams, and there's only 5 weeks left.
Yeah, we have the Eagles. Mm-hmm. No, not the Eagles. We have the Bengals. We're kind of down right now.
What is that?
It was me moving. I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry. I just wondered. It was a really unique noise.
Yeah. We have the Bengals. We have the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
We take on a tough Packers team. I mean, what is it? Buccaneers.
Yep.
Then we got the dreaded Eagles. And I'm hoping by that time the Eagles know they're going to go, so maybe they'll sit some players. This is hope. This is called hope.
Right. But see, the thing is, even if they're going, like let's say they've clinched a playoff spot, still at that point, there's likely to be seed on the line. So I don't know that you're going to see teams mailing it in. However, I could be wrong. But yeah, you've got that second to last game at Philadelphia and then finishing with Commanders. So there are opportunities there, but still, would you expect the Cowboys to go 5-0 over that stretch? I wouldn't.
I'm thinking we can do it.
You don't have a run game and you have a backup quarterback.
We got a backup quarterback, but we're getting back our rush defense guys.
Okay,
back.
Right. The defense is great, but maybe they're good for a touchdown if you're lucky each game. I actually don't believe in luck. Maybe they're good for a few points, but they don't run the ball, and you have a backup QB. That's the biggest challenge is I agree with you. The defense is getting better. It's looked a lot better since Micah Parsons returned, but you still got to score points.
Yeah, but, you know, he's better. He's been in this position before. Our quarterback has been in this
position. I agree. You're right. Cooper Rush he's got more game experience than a lot of backup quarterbacks out there.
Right. I'm not saying he's God, but, he, you know, he's...
Don't say that.
But he got a chance.
Yeah, but you know, the best friend to a backup QB is a run game, and there isn't really one for the Cowboys. Which worries me.
We're going number 23. I don't even know his name. Number 23 is getting in there.
I don't even know his name. That's all that needs to be said. I don't even know his name.
I don't know his name, but he's 23. I'm just so...
All right. Well, right now the Cowboys are second to last in the entire league in rushing yards per game. So unless that changes really quickly, I don't think they're going 5-0 the rest of the way.
All right. Let's switch real quick, okay?
All right. Really quick, because I have one more call I have to get to.
I know you do. I know you do. What do you think is going on with the freaking Wizards?
The Wizards?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I tell you, I could count on one hand the number of times I've watched the Wizards this season so far. Why don't you tell me? Because I actually don't know. I wouldn't venture a guess because I've not watched them enough consistently.
If you watch them one time, I've watched them a half a time. Because they're just powerful. I mean, they're just,
All right, so let's agree to reconvene after football season and figure out the Wizards. How about that?
Yes, ma'am. I love okay. you, Amy. You're top notch.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Oz. Have a great weekend. Merry Christmas. I did just look, and the Wizards have lost 16 in a row.
Makes sense.
16 in a row. So it probably not something that we need to figure out right at the second. Okay, Mac is in Buffalo. Mac, giving you 2 minutes. Go.
Hey, what do you think about the Bills winning the AFC East? Not the AFC East, the AFC.
Well, right, because they've already won the AFC East.
Yeah, they already did that, and they've done it 5 times in a row, and I'm tired of that. That's old news. What do you think about them winning the A? Well, not old news, but they've done it before. So, but whatever you think about them becoming AFC champions. this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's still it's within their reach, and here's why. Even though they do have that game against the Lions coming up, not to mention the Rams this weekend, and that's on the road, so I know Bills fans travel well, but it is quite a trip. So the Rams and Lions these next 2 weeks, but then after that, three games in their own division against teams that do not have winning records and are not going anywhere. So, and you don't count your wins before you log them, but I do think that they could end up maybe going 4-1 the rest of the way. We'll see. Potentially even 5-0. But the issue is, of course, that the Chiefs are the toughest out in sports. So I don't think it's impossible. And I do think as long as they take care of their business, they'll at least be in position. They have the tie break if they need it. So that's huge.
Cool.
All right.
And I had one more thing. Was that my 2 minutes in the sun? I'm going to talk fast.
Okay, talk fast.
I do want to thank you for giving me the recommendation about soccer. Remember, I'm the one who called to ask you about the Ballon d'Or.
Oh.
And as I did ask Shep, and Shep told me to ask JR. And then it just so happens a coincidence that JR was on that following week because I hardly ever get him because of Sabres. There's Sabres fans around here, so when the Sabres play, I don't get you guys at all. So he finally gave me some insight.
There you go.
I appreciate
like it.
That, and I think you're the best.
Oh, thank you so much, Mac. Enjoy the weekend. This is a big game for the Bills, and I know a lot of excitement around their winning streak and their momentum as well. We'll talk about some of those games coming up. Glad to have you with us. Good morning. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.